We are now back into open session, and I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to make the motion that we appoint Pat Johnson as the lead operator at the landfill with supervision by road and bridge for a timeframe of 90 days.
Any?
Second.
Very good. Been moved and seconded that we appoint Pat Johnson as the lead operator at the landfill with supervision coming from Roden Bridge for a term of 90 days. Any further discussion? This will be revisited then again in 90 days, obviously. So,
okay.
Or sooner. Okay. Very good. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Question.
Motion carries.
Is there, in terms of Pat Johnson, the 90-day window, are you seeking applications or just seeing how that works out?
Yeah.
Just what's that dynamic down there?
The dynamic there is basically to see how it works for 90 days. Yeah. And you will contact Mr. Johnson?
Yes, I will call him.
Right away?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Perfect. All right. Let's pay some bills. If you'll start those going through, and then we'll do a little old business. Matt, thank you.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
So you guys know on the basket, the stuff in the bottom was not on the list.
Yeah.
Except The folded up ones were on your list, but the flat ones were not.
Okay. That'll be good. Commissioner Bousman is going to go up to meet with the Forest Service up in the upper green, so we're going to excuse him. We'll allow him to do his report first before he takes off.
No, I thought he was leaving.
And I'll make it short, Mr. Chairman. I attended the NACO meeting, I guess, 2 weeks ago. I have not had time to do a report on that. I will at some point and get it to everybody, including the media. Last week, made a quick trip to D.C., traveled on Wednesday, spent Thursday morning with the BLM planning staff. This trip was funded by the governor's office through FINERPA funding. It was Wyoming County Commissioners Association input to BLM on what are we going to do after planning 2.0. Had a good meeting with those folks. I think they're open-minded. That afternoon, I had a meeting with Forest Service Chief Tidwell, talked about the need to better fund Schedule A agreements so they can, and learned quite a lot at that meeting, and I'll be bringing it up this afternoon with the regional forester to try and get some more money into those agreements for maintenance of forest roads by using the county, probably through private contractors, whatever works.
Yeah.
But the big problem is those agreements are severely underfunded. So,
right.
Also talked about the snowmobile road. Had some more conversation about that today. They are looking at trying to temporarily get that in place from the Grays River up to Blind Bull. Right now, it's still so unstable in that slide area. They've been in and looked at it, and they can't do anything. The hope is in September to get in there and at least temporarily make it to where they can get a groomer over that trail.
Hmm.
Wow. So that's all I've got to report, Mr. Chairman, and I need to.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for representing us up there.
Yes, sir.
So we will excuse Commissioner Bousman for the remainder of the day.
Anything, just give me a call.
I'll do that.
Yeah. You asked me to look into the broadband deregulation.
Oh, yeah.
That, okay. That touches base on that.
Okay. Is this my copy?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's also some information from Joe Sharkey and where he's at in there. And he'll meet with us on the 5th.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joel.
You bet.
Commissioner Rawhauser, do you want to report on your fishing trip?
Well, you know, I'll just show pictures of that much, you know. But what I do want to say is the fair was a success. There were a couple phone calls, but no bumps in the road. One of the things I talked about with the the chairman this morning about a new flagpole and some things out at the fairgrounds. And I'm going to
take your time out for a second.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So talk about fishing.
The fishing was absolutely unbelievable. I fished my entire lifetime, and that's the best 3 days of fishing I've ever had.
So
who was the concierge that set that trip up?
I had a concierge. He was an Israeli national. didn't speak good English, but he got us where we needed to go.
So tell me where you went.
We went to Sitka.
Oh, yeah.
The water on the ocean, open ocean, was like Fremont Lake for 3 days.
Really?
It was just like glass. Wow. Never wore a raincoat. It was absolutely out of this world.
Okay, I don't want to hear anymore.
And, like I said, of course, there were 3 boats, 4 fishermen per boat, and we brought home over 1,300 pounds of fish.
That's what's amazing to me.
Yeah.
What was the bill to get that fish home? Was it expensive?
No, we brought back 100 pounds for $25.
$25?
The first bag was free on Alaska Airlines. The second bag was $25. We did our carry-on, checked 2 boxes of fish for $25.
Really?
See, I've done this before.
Not bad.
You wear your clothes up, and then all the clothes you fish in, you throw away.
And then bring fish back.
And all you do is bring fish back.
Gotcha. Awesome. That's tremendous.
Concierge takes care of everything.
I'll bet. So does the concierge ever take other people?
You're not retired this year.
No? you got the day off?
He's on them.
This is my sixth trip. That was my sixth trip.
Really? Wow.
Can't get across the border anymore.
That's awesome. That's too cool.
And it's probably stumbled upon it, but I can unequivocally say it's the best outfit.
I said that was time out for Nurse Nancy.
Oh.
I think I need some more Advil.
Oh, good.
You're doing rough, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you were talking about flagpoles, Commissioner
Ryan. Well, there's the Boy Scouts, there's the board of fairgrounds. Everybody's talking about a flagpole, and so I'm going to try to put everybody on the same page, represent the county commissioners, and then when we figure out what they really want to do through Jay, I'll bring that back to the commissioners.
Terrific.
To see what everybody thinks.
Perfect.
Doc and I went to the MPL BLM meeting. It was very informative, and a lot of people there, and it's a huge project.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
We also went. Do you want to talk about the Rocky Mountain Elk?
Go ahead and talk about that because I got some kudos for you for attending.
And what was amazing when we got there, the people from Washington were there. And so they were kind of excited that we were there. It was it was well done. There wasn't a lot of people there.
This is the LaBarge Creek Project.
The Creek Project. Yeah. And so they were very appreciative of us coming.
Yeah, and I got that this morning from Caleb.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Good.
From the BLM director, the PFO.
And Doc and I, they didn't ask us to speak, but we both did, just thanking them for...
Didn't ask us to speak.
Didn't
really
ask us to speak.
Went ahead anyway.
We spoke on behalf of the people of the county.
Excellent. Terrific.
But good. Right across the road from this access point, that this land was donated was where the Lake Mountain Wilderness Study is. It's right there.
Oh, the WSA is right there.
Right across the road.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Does that look like wilderness to you?
No. That's going to even be less after the of this project.
What's amazing in that is that right up the middle of the WSA is a road. It's not a two-track, it's a road.
It's a road.
Yeah. But that's a whole other... So anyway, going back to... Mary and I met with the Workman's Comp people on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'll bet that was riveting.
It was.
I did some listening, and but anyway, there. I'm not sure how we'll benefit. Mary can speak to that much better than I can.
Well,
as a county.
The only thing that I know is that the representative from Campbell County, who was their HR person. Kind of said it all, I think, for the counties. The way they've got this split up is that the counties that have pay the most into workers' comp right now have representatives on this committee. So that's us, Teton County, Campbell County, I think Sweetwater County.
And Teton.
Teton. And but the gal from Campbell kind of let a rip and said, I don't see the compelling reason why we have a low percentage, because if you have a lot of participation, the percentage that you pay, your premium percentage goes up. And we also, Campbell County and us, have a low percentage premium because we don't have a lot of workers' comp cases.
Right.
And I have a theory about that, which is, I don't know if anybody's even thought about that, is the fact that Campbell County and us have the same insurance carriers, and we get lots of training and lots of risk management from our insurance carrier. All these other guys are in LGLP, which is the state pool,
right,
where you get nothing as a member of that except for the attorneys when you get sued. So it's, you know, it's kind of my theory that we're going out of this, that what this agency, I mean, it's going to create an agency that you'll report to if you have a comp claim, and they'll scurry around and do all this work. I don't know why we need another layer or another risk manager, you know, consulting with us and that type of thing. I'm not convinced. I had the opportunity to talk to sort of from Teton County, and I went to Cheyenne last week for a day. And same thing. She says, "What do you think?" And I said, "Not much."
Not going to benefit us, huh?
Yeah, I don't know why we would get into this.
No. Well, and the thing about it is, it's
an all or nothing.
All or one.
All or none.
Yeah. Right.
It seems like we pay the lion's share too for the first 5 years. Am I wrong in that? Less than Campbell.
We don't have anything to gain.
No, I don't think so.
We're already on the lowest rate.
The other thing that I did discover in that phone call, though, too, is that there are discounts that you can obtain from workers' comp right now, and there's only a couple of counties that have those discounts, and I guess, you know, I've been sitting here for a long time. I didn't know there were discounts available. You would think that workers' comp would maybe let you know that
there's discounts. We're in the business of giving discounts.
Yeah, so I thought that was a little... disheartening that there's discounts available that they don't even tell you about in the current situation we're in.
After having a bad taste in my mouth of being on the school board and recapture, this is kind of a recapture thing where they're taking
like
our money to pay for somebody else.
Somebody else, right. Right.
So, Mary, do you think you have a pretty good feel of the good likelihood that maybe Campbell County and Teton and other counties feel like they're not going to go with this as well?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think we'll be the only holdout.
Perfect. Anything else, Commissioner Rawhouse?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. Commissioner Noble?
You're going to have to sit there and stand for a minute. In your emails, you probably saw Joel asked me to follow up on the CenturyLink deregulation.
Yeah.
Joe Sharkey actually made a comment to that exact same thing in here. The first two pages are about that.
Okay.
And he touches base on a lot really well. It goes many directions. I've been in touch with Pete at the Wyoming Commissioner Association. And he said if we would like, he would set a meeting up with us in CenturyLink. Teton County and Niobrara are doing that to discuss the deregulation.
Okay.
My thoughts with the deregulation is, from a business standpoint, I see why they're doing it, because cell phones are supplying a competition.
I think they're losing business.
Yes, they are. They're losing business. And the cell phones are there.
I'm one of them.
And everybody's upset because CenturyLink's not performing, but the place they're not performing is in broadband.
Right.
And the broadband is not regulated. So they're two different conversations.
The broadband is not regulated?
Broadband is not regulated. It's voice only.
Well, wait, with CenturyLink?
Yep. Voice only.
Somebody's going to have to explain that to me, because I get broadband from CenturyLink. And if they deregulate the phone service, the first thing it's going to go is our internet
right,
coverage.
Right.
So I can tell you from my standpoint, being in that zone 3, I'm opposed to deregulation.
The other factor to this is the 911 numbers, or calls. If we're going to argue it, that's a solid argument point, is because cell phones don't provide that 911 service, because you never know what dispatch you're going to get.
Right.
There is some other counties.
We've got a cell phone E911 set up in the county, right? If somebody dials a cell phone.
I think so. I think there's something that goes to us.
It does. It comes to us. Yeah. We've got that set up within ourselves.
So I don't know if you have any interest in putting together a letter as far as a stance on this. Pete said that the Wyoming Commissioner Association would draft that letter on our behalf.
So what are they going to draft a letter in opposition to deregulation?
I guess I'm in the same boat as Pete. We need to have a substantial reason to argue why.
Right.
Because some of it's mythical as to why. The comment period is over on the 28th of August.
28th or 21st?
I think they extended it to 28th, so I could be wrong. So I don't know if you have any interest in meeting with CenturyLink. Like I said, they're meeting with Teton County and some others. Pete set up that meeting.
I wonder if perhaps we ought to just send a representative to one of those meetings.
Let's see where that's going.
Well, I think it's already gone.
I don't discredit that CenturyLink is more than willing to come here. So, actually, Albert and I met with, his name was Jim. I had his card laying here for the whole meeting, lost it. He's the VP of operations.
Okay.
Is he the guy out of Rock Springs?
No, he's out of Boise.
Oh.
I believe. Here it is. Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Vice President. Couldn't have been nicer. But Albert and I's conversation revolved around broadband and what direction we're trying to move forward there with him. So there's two conversations going on, kind of essentially at the heart of it.
What's Albert's take on all this?
The deregulation,
yeah.
Albert's initial take is to fight it, I do believe.
Fight it?
Yeah. I think, I guess on my part, I need to know more.
My concern about talking to CenturyLink.
Is they're going to give us their version.
You said it right at the beginning. They're doing it from a business perspective. Mm-hmm. And everything they're going to say is going to be focused around what's going to be better for their business operation.
And it sounds like it's going to be split into voice and data, an argument.
Here's what Joe Sharkey, and he said it well, what this means to Sublette County. There's a lot here. You need to read this.
Okay.
CenturyLink wants out from under not just pricing restrictions imposed by the Wyoming Public Service Commission. They also want out from ensuring adequate, reliable, and quality service.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, Joe goes on here, and he covers it well. I guess I suggest you read the first two pages for sure. The rest is where Joe is an update to where Joe's at prior to the June or the September 5th meeting.
Okay. I think it's important that we know whether this deadline for comment has been extended or not, because if it's the 21st,
it well,
then it's going to be before our next meeting. Yeah, we won't have a chance to write a letter or give an opinion.
Does it say in here? I think Joe might have said.
Can you find out for sure, Tom, and then let us know? And if it
give
is...
Give me a minute at lunch. I'll look it up on my phone.
Okay,
it's
and if
phone.
It's the 28th, we've got till our next meeting.
Right.
I'm sure I have that date on my phone. I'll look it up during lunch.
Okay.
When my hands are...
Get you multitasking.
Well, it's hard to look. So... touch base on a few other things. Joe's going to make his presentation on his study. He's been...
You turned them over. You don't need to turn them over.
In my mind, Joe's been very thorough as far as researching the CAF funding. We've been on a conference call with the FCC last Friday. Joe, Jeremy, Ryman, Albert. Well, Albert missed it. Matt Murdoch, and that was more of a listening experience. Joe did all the talking because he's the only one who gets it. But we learned a lot. We were concerned that, you know, like LR and them are providing service now, and that takes us away from the block. It shows that we're getting service in that block for CAF funding. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. The block funding is for voice only. See, there's a whole new catch to this voice and data. So,
okay. Well, I think that the thing to do then is just to find out when the comment period ends, and then we can decide whether we can go to our next meeting and decide what to do or what not to do.
Update with Joe. He'll be here the 5th. And he doesn't necessarily want to, you know, remember how his contract was from the finished beginning. He's in no hurry to be done with us. He doesn't want to renegotiate the price at all. Mm-hmm. He just wants to continue to see the project forward.
Through. Okay.
And I think that's an excellent path forward.
Okay.
In my conversations with Pete, we talked about Joe's broadband study, and Pete is really excited about that because that's what Pete used to do in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
And he is willing to help Joe move forward, and maybe the County Commissioners Association would lobby to change the CAF funding where it's usable in this county or these blocks. So I'm putting Joe and Pete in contact.
Cool.
Because Pete would, like I said, he goes, that's what I used to do, and I would love to get back into it.
Okay.
So there's... I'm sure there's more, but I don't really. A lot of it's touch base in the last paper I gave you.
Okay. Make sure we read that.
I guess my meeting with the gym. He was supposed to get back to Albert and I because he sees we're trying to create some broadband situation here, and they're not wanting left out. But whether they help or not, he gave his disclaimer at the end.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. Anything further, Commissioner Noble?
I don't recall anything at the moment.
Okay.
We have one question for Mary. Maybe Andy, you can answer that. What was that? We got that email.
From who?
County Road Fund account.
Oh, throw it away.
Yeah.
That's a report I do.
Okay. That's Mary's
report. Yeah, throw it away.
I didn't know if that was, because it said for us to look into that with you.
So they send that report out to every commissioner, and then they turn around and send it out to every road superintendent, the clerk, and the treasurer. And it's like, it's a 5-minute report that I do for the county, that I do.
Okay.
So I not only get it once, I get it then 3 or 4 times from all you guys.
From all of us.
And it's like, this is a pain in my butt. Yeah.
And actually, in that, Richard from Niobrara County and I discussed CenturyLink's deregulation also. They're, like I said, they're going to oppose it because he says that nothing good can come out of it as far as that's concerned.
All right, Commissioner Burnett.
I think for the sake of brevity, I'll just refer to Mr. Rawhauser's report and have no further comment.
All right, sounds good. I only have one thing, two short things. First of all, we've got the Korean War thing this afternoon at 3 o'clock. There's a chance they will want a commissioner to make some comments, and I was going to ask one of our veterans to do that.
That's a good idea.
Seeing,
why didn't you tell me yesterday?
And seeing how,
a 3-hour dissertation.
Seeing how the one veteran left, we're only left with one veteran. So if they would like any comments, Commissioner Rawhauser, would you be willing to make
I'm not sure.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll be the first thing I say.
Yeah. And they may or may not ask
okay,
for comments.
Very good. But,
the other thing that I have about that is that got scheduled, and I didn't know about it until after I had a full afternoon of patient schedule.
Sure.
So I'm not going to be there.
Okay.
So I appreciate you covering that. And the fishing trip preempted. We changed our meeting schedule for the fishing trip, which means I will miss the next meeting. So instead of meeting the first and the third, we're meeting the second and the fourth. I'm not going to be here at our next meeting.
The fourth is 22nd.
Yep, I will not be
here. Really?
But there might be a point in time where if you have any questions or thoughts or anything, you can call me. I should be on my way home. So I should be available by, yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah.
That was, see, I fought against the fishing trip.
Yeah, I understand.
I guess we owe you some fish.
You do, big time. Okay, go ahead.
The report at the fairgrounds from Jay. Is this a time to talk about that real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jay said that the cooperation between him, the fairgrounds, and the school went very, very well last winter. He has absolutely no problems with doing it again.
Okay.
But he does feel that we need to charge the district something.
Okay.
His figure was roughly $3,500 a month.
Okay.
Which I thought personally was a little high, but that's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, and that's for wear and tear, lights, all that stuff on the building.
And that I do know that I do know how much it costs to heat those buildings and to keep them from freezing. And $3,500 is probably about right. It costs us a lot of money.
And the district ought to be getting some adjustment from the insurance company.
Because I think everything's just been kind of free and everybody's been helping everybody else.
Yeah.
Maybe this will spur them on quicker to
get it done. Okay.
So I guess my question is, how do we inform the school district? Is that our responsibility or Jay's?
No, that's ours. Okay. And I think perhaps would you just talk to the superintendent?
I will. I'll go in and talk to the superintendent and the business manager.
Yeah. Is everybody in accordance with that then?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Jay. I've seen the heat bill in particular.
Yeah.
Can I throw a bone out? Because their school district just took another 34% cut. Maybe.
Yeah, but they should be
I'm just saying if the insurance has given them some, maybe ours to match that. I don't know.
Let's see what kind of response we get.
Okay, absolutely. Okay. If he falls out of his chair, I'll say okay.
He swallows his dentures.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's adjourn for lunch.
So be it.
We'll meet back at the senior center at 3.